Let us go to the rankings now, see what this all means in the terms of the top 10. Alright, so as you can see, no real change to the top 10. The only big change is we've got Daniil Medvedev getting into the top 10, even though he's number 10 before, getting into the top 10 at number 9. So career high for him. Fanini drops down because Fanini lost, I think, in the second round where he was defending 250 points. So he lost a lot of points, which means Medvedev gets into the top 10 officially. And you can see there that number 8 and number 10, number 8 and 9 are both Russian. So when we get to the ATP Cup next year, watch out for Team Russia. There's some good players in that one. Let's go now to the second part of the draw, of the rankings. You can see Kevin Anderson, number 11 in the world. No real changes. These guys didn't play last week, so there wasn't too many changes. Obviously, John Isner winning in Newport, he gets 250 points, and he goes ahead of Borna Coric there, who is number 15 in the world, so Borna Coric drops down. Let's go down a little bit further, because that's when things start getting a little bit more interesting with the rankings. So as you can see, Lajovic goes up to 26 in the world, up 10 spots because of that win. So still not his career high, but 26 in the world, it should keep him in the top 30 for the rest of the year, I would think. Depending on other results, but because the clay court events are all over now, he won't be able to win any more points on clay. Let's go down a little bit further. You've got Laszlo Gera, he goes up one spot. Verdasco goes down four spots. But then you can see the biggest mover of the week, Nicholas Jarry, 38 in the world, career high for him, 26 spots from last week. So he gets into the top 10, absolutely flies in the top 10, wins his first title, career high ranking. What a great year for Nicholas Jarry. And then you can see there, number 37, number 38, you've got Garin and Jarry, two Chilean players. Again, when we get to the ATP Cup, things are going to be really interesting for Team Chile. People might underestimate Team Chile, but they're pretty decent. We'll just see if they can play on the hard courts, because obviously they're pretty good clay court players. Hard court might be a little bit of a struggle. Let's go down a little bit further and round out the top 50. So as you can see down the bottom, you got Sousa from Portugal gets back into the top 50. He rises seven spots. Obviously got to the fourth round of Wimbledon as well. So he's had a couple of good weeks, getting a couple of points there, so he gets to get back into the top 50 for that. And besides that, everything stays pretty much as is. Number 51 is Mayer. He goes up nine spots. But besides that, I think the biggest drop of the week might have been Checonato. So as you can see, Marco Checonato, who started the year, I think at number 17 or 16, has lost a lot of points. And now he's number 63 in the world, drops 23 spots. Also, Richard Gasquet goes down 17 spots to number 67. So those guys obviously didn't defend the points they needed to and are sliding down the rankings. Gasquet more so because of injury. Checonato more so because of bad form. So that's what's been happening with those guys over the last couple of, over the last week. That's the ranking changes. No big changes in the top 10, obviously, besides that one spot difference between Medvedev and Fanini.